TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bollywood Weekly. This is your host, Aditya, and after a long, long time, I have Mehak back on the podcast.
Hi, guys. Excited to be back. Good to have you back in Bombay, Aditya.
I'm very excited because Mehak is usually the good luck charm for this podcast. Every time she does an episode, it skyrockets to number one.
There's too much pressure.
Let's see what happens here. The other common trend of Mehak being on the podcast is you typically, you know, select really
random movies.
Really, yeah. not good movies. Let's put it that
yeah,
way.
Random movies.
Yeah. Although this week's episode is about Rangoon, which we thought would have been a good movie based on the trailer and everything else.
You know, generally, when I saw the trailer, I wasn't too excited about it.
Okay.
And what got me excited really was seeing the interviews with Anupama Chopra, seeing the Coffee with Karan episode, because at least like Kangana and Shahid have this very like weird chemistry in reality, in the sense that there seems to be a lot of tension between them. So that's why I actually wanted to go see it, to see like, because she made a few comments and stuff about her experience acting with Shahid. But when I saw the trailer, it wasn't exciting to me, honestly.
In the movie itself, I thought their chemistry was good.
Yeah, I think her chemistry with both of them was good. But
I thought her and Seth was a bit weird, although it was partly meant to be. Yeah. But overall, this movie was just... It was like, I think, like you said at the start, like the concept and the desire to make a movie like this is definitely applaudable. The actual execution and how it turned out, I think, wasn't quite as good as you could hope for.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I hate to make a comparison to say like, oh, in Hollywood, they make these type of movies. But really, around the world, they make different types of movies and like high concept movies. And you don't see high concept movies coming out of our country very often. And especially those that are kind of based in our history and our past and trying to create something out of our history. So I thought this was like a really like novel attempt at that. But having said that, yeah, I think in terms of execution, it kind of went off the rails. I mean, I read a few tweets and all of that saying that the plot was like, was a bit weak in the second half. But I actually didn't think that the plot was weak.
Yeah,
I thought the plot was fine. Some of the takes, some of the decisions that the director made in terms of like, I don't think he could decide whether he wanted it to be based in reality or whether he wanted it to be like a more dramatic, like fantastical type of movie. So there were like instances of both, and the more fantastical scenes were definitely beautiful, but they were also, while they were meant to be dramatic and serious and inspiring, they tended to be comical.
Yeah, I think there's one scene towards the end of the movie when, and for listeners, just to, we will do spoilers. We'll try not to make it like really, really obvious, so you can still watch the movie after, but there will be some spoilers. But there's one scene towards the end where there's a general from the British Army, this white guy, who has taken Shahid prisoner and is taking him by train. And Kangana goes to try and rescue them. And that scene is where she basically takes on this Miss Julie role in her real life.
Yeah.
Like, in the character's real life.
Yeah.
And goes and like jumps on the train and fights and rescues her. And the way they shot that scene is... Again, one of those instances where it was probably meant to be fantastical, but it's happening in real life. And so the whole effect is just really bad because the green screen done was terrible. And they dress her up in this like ridiculous outfit that she wears in her movies, which is just...
And her shirt remains white. Like after like half an hour of her fighting, it remains like starched and white and her makeup is on point.
And I mean, there's a whole logical gap where... For the rest of the movie, like, yeah, she plays an action hero on screen, but she's basically an actress. But suddenly, in the last scene, she is able to actually take on and overthrow, like, four guards.
No, but, you know, I think that's where, like, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, I think that's where, like, this whole, I think where he's a bit confused, or maybe this was his intention, but it hasn't come, it hasn't relayed well on screen, where, like, so, you know, a movie like Great Gatsby, it's also, like, a bit fantastical, like, all the characters are a bit, like, caricature-ish. Like, some sure, things yeah, that are happening are a bit, like, not set in reality, the green light, this, that, but the point is, and you know the whole movie is like that.
Yeah, but that is symbolism. That's like
symbolism. Yeah, no, but also, like, for example, like, the way everyone speaks in that movie is just, like, yeah, not how people speak. So, I mean, I understand, and that's just, it's a bad example that I'm taking, honestly, but you know what I mean? Like, if she was fighting and her shirt is going to be white and all of that, then that's fine. But then, the, like, you can't have, like, instances based in, like, gruesome reality at some points, exactly, you know? Where the acting is, like, toned down and, like, I think, like, Shahid's acting was, like, very different from the directions given to, like, Kangana and Saif. Like, Kangana and Saif were, like, very, like, heightened.
Over the top.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they were over the top. They were just heightened, you know?
Yeah. But I thought, I mean, acting-wise, I thought Shahid was by far the best of the three.
Yeah, Shahid was the best, and I think
Kangana was good as
Kangana
well.
Was good. I mean, you know, they were all just good in the, if you just say, like, okay, Shahid was meant to be, like, a sober, like, actor in this,
yeah,
and he's not supposed to, like, steal every scene, and then Kangana's supposed to be, like, you know, this, like, Miss Julie or whatever, like, yeah, in that context, they were fine, but
yeah,
I don't think they were matching,
yeah,
you know.
There's an interesting comment, I don't know how to say this, but, like, know someone who knows someone who cut the trailer
okay,
of the actual movie. So, therefore, he saw the entire movie
yeah,
from which he had to make a trailer.
Yeah.
And he was basically like, if you look at each scene individually, it's like really good and well made.
Yeah.
But then if you put it all together, it's like a very average end product.
Yeah.
Movie, which is now after watching the movie, I think yeah, that rings very true.
Like, I mean, for example, they have... So, Kangana basically goes to Burma to entertain the soldiers there.
Yeah.
The soldiers of the British Army. And there, she does one performance, which is, like, at least 5-6 minutes long. And then she has a second performance, which is 5-6 minutes long. And at the beginning of the second performance, I turned to Pish. I was like, are you serious? Like, why do they have to have a whole second performance? And at the end of it, you realize why they needed to have it and all of that. But it was still so long.
Yeah, they didn't need to be. There were a lot of random scenes and moments, which were just like, let's just put this indulge, in because yeah, we can. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And, like, let's just indulge, like, the director and his, like,
yeah,
you know? Like, let's just make this, like, an artist. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it was just very indulgent, I feel.
Yeah.
And they didn't stick to either, you know? They didn't stick to plot, nor did they stick to making this, like, yeah, grand, like...
Yeah, which you could argue is also partially the editor's fault for...
Not yeah, kind of yeah. I mean, there. I don't know. I don't know who bears yeah, the responsibility of this.
And I mean, I actually read a couple of days ago that the original runtime of this movie was 2 hours and 51 minutes, and yeah, then they cut out 14 minutes to make it more tight and more whatever, like to make it shorter.
I could
and
identify was, like 5 scenes.
It was still like just there, really slow and really long, especially. It was really weird because in the first half, it's like, the story and everything is like fine, but it's just really slow and like
it's
very
so slow.
Little happens. And in the second half, like a whole bunch of stuff happens, but all of it is just not done
it's
well.
It's nonsensical. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the first half especially, so when Kangana actually goes to Burma and she encounters Shahid and all of that, their whole like plot line where they're alone, it's literally both of them and this other character on the screen for at least a good like 15, 20 minutes.
Longer, I
felt. Yeah, I mean, it felt really long.
Yeah.
I'm being generous. That could have just been cut down. Yeah. Like, there was no need.
I mean, one, it could have been cut down. But two, it's also... So, on like, in other movies on this podcast, we always talk about how in a lot of movies, whenever there's a romantic angle or a love story, the characters just meet and fall in love. And, like, most movies don't spend
fair,
time developing that. But over here, it...
They spend so much time, but it still feels
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, exactly. Like, they spend 15 minutes and there's, like, nothing. And then all of a sudden, Kangana just, like, pulls
rolling
it close
in the mud.
And, like, they're rolling in the mud and it just happens.
Yeah.
Which is also just really strange. So, it's, like, A, fine if you are willing, if you're putting in the time to build that relationship.
Then build it.
Okay, but otherwise it's just a bunch of random scenes
yeah,
and situations they find
it was more about them versus a third character who's basically, like...
Like a soldier who...
like enemy soldier. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, what is the point of building that, like, backstory so much?
Yeah, it was. It's like, I mean, it's again one of those things which probably sounds cool on paper, and then when you actually do it, it's...
Yeah, I just think more discipline
in
either direction would have been better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I applaud his vision and his ability to think so big. Like, I don't think anyone else has the ability to think so big. Everyone is kind of stuck on, like, last story.
That's definitely true. Yeah.
You know?
The other thing that was slightly disappointing about this movie... was the music, Like, Vishal Bhadwaj, normally his movies have, like, really iconic music. And, and the music usually, like, fits into the plot somehow. Yeah. And here, like, you could see he was trying to at least do the fitting into plot part, but it just felt really forced and it didn't work most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, her set pieces were still enjoyable. So when Kangana was performing as Miss Julie and the songs were playing, those were still enjoyable. But the ones where, like, it was her and Shahid or her dancing on the train was just, like, painful.
Yeah. But even, like, they were enjoyable.
It was bad music.
Yeah, actually. They were enjoyable to watch as a performance in that moment. But it's not songs or music that you were going to listen to.
No, definitely not. And I mean, after giving, like, Haider and Omkara, which we still listen to, you know. Yeah. We still listen to some of the songs.
Yeah.
Even
Kamine.
Yeah, Kamine. And Kamine had some really, like, songs that became really commercial as well, exactly, I recall. Yeah, it's a huge disappointment. I think one person we haven't spoken about is Saif. I mean, we've spoken about Shahid and Kangana. And I was walking out of the theatre and I actually told Pish that I always, like, want to love Saif, but he's always disappointed. And even in this role, like, I mean, he just fell short of the other two, you know? The other two were on... Maybe it's because Shahid has now worked with him so much and Kangana is obviously amazing and all, but Saif, I mean...
Well, I mean, Saif, like, has also worked with Vishal Bhadwaj.
Yeah,
like, they did Omkara together, which... But yeah, I mean, somehow, like, the role just doesn't suit Saif.
Or but I don't know, you know, I don't know if it was described to him as, like, okay, you have to play this slightly larger-than-life, like, villainish, like, controlling, like...
Husband-owner
person. Yeah. Like, I get that, but I don't know what, like, tone he was given to, like, play at, you know? Because he was on some, like... It's like when he was delivering a dialogue, he wasn't even saying it to the character. He was just saying it like saying it.
Yeah.
Like for himself and his own acting.
There was also this like really creepy thing that he did where whenever Kangana was upset, he was like, come here, kiddo. And he used to, kiddo was what he called her for whatever reason. Not for whatever reason, but in the story, he like took her in when she was like 14 and helped raise her whatever, which is also creepy from a whole different angle. But, he, like, says, come here, kiddo, and then he, like, I don't know how to describe, but he, like, opens one leg and, like, taps his
He basically,
thigh.
Like, mansplains. not mansplains. What's it called? Like, when, you know, people, like, shit on people on NYC subways, on New York subways, when they, like, like, when men sit with their, like, legs open, it's called something. Anyway, he does that. And then he, like, slaps his thigh and he's like, come sit here. It was so cringe. No, but that's probably like a character.
I'm sure that was part of the character, but it just like watching it felt really like
weird. I mean, there were a lot of cringe moments in this. Even Kangana and Shahid.
The thing is though, and I think like to your point of if he was given a brief to be this like over the top, you know, villainish, like who is like creepy and a bit like off, like he was too polished to play that. But because even when he was delivering these, like, creepy lines, it was just weird. It didn't, like, make me feel like I believed it or like it was... It felt like an act, basically.
Maybe. Yeah, so, I mean, I believed it, but it definitely felt like an... I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt like an act, you know? Like, he was just saying these, like, highly stylized, like, sentences. Like,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Kiddo. Like, it didn't come, like, naturally to him.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think even the whole thing where they tried and explain why he's like this because of his dad and his dad is evil and all of that, like, that was just, again, like, stupid subplot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think overall, what's your... You want to talk about something else?
No, this movie, I don't think there is that much else to talk about.
It was just really long.
Yeah, it was really long. I think they could have easily cut, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I have to appreciate is actually it's both amazing and bad. So at some points the cinematography was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, not, I don't know if it's the cinematography or the locations they chose. They were beautiful. And I've never seen stuff like that in Hindi cinema. But at some points, like, the green screen was cringe, as you pointed out.
Yeah. So, it was, like, weird. It was all it was almost as if they, like, started shooting the movie and then, like, three quarters of the way realized, like, they're out of budget. And then they're like, okay, shit, we need to still finish this movie and, like, somehow make it look presentable.
Yeah.
So, even the final... the final scene we have to we won't, we'll try not to kind of describe what exactly the context and everything is, but there is a point towards the end where
Sarah forks a tightrope.
There's a bridge which goes from Rangoon to India, and Kangana asks Sarah to cross, to take something to, and take it to the other side. And, basically the bridge breaks in between and he finishes by walking at it.
Yeah, and it was just ridiculous. I was like, fish, like, even if Shahid did this, I would believe it, but Saif walking on a tightrope is like the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, the whole thing is just bizarre.
But that's what I mean, like, is it meant to be fantastical or is it set in reality or did he get so much, like power in him because he was suddenly inspired by like whatever cause he were working towards. Anyway, I'm not giving marks for ideas here.
Didn't work basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall I think our verdict is that it was a good, like, it was a interesting idea and concept.
But how can you give marks for that?
I think it's still like worth giving credit for, because some it's credit. Like, at least you're trying something different. It didn't work, but
it didn't work like badly. let me just say.
No, honestly, until the first half, I was like, okay, this is slow, but it's still like, I'm still like intrigued. I can still see this being something good, but then the second half just goes all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, one other, I mean, should you also, before we move on, also talk about the villain?
Oh yeah.
The general.
So I think another like terrible like characterization was this like this British major general who's meant to be like the enemy of sorts, and he basically spews out lines like, I am white, so I'm right, pish posh.
And it's they make him speak in Hindi for some reason, which
And they make him do Riyaz in Hindi, which is like it was so bad. God,
that scene was hilarious.
It was so cringe.
He's just sitting in a white kurta or something playing the harmonium. And like, I couldn't understand half the things he said in Hindi, first of all.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even like Lagan, where the guy is like talking Hindi with an accent, but you still, like, it was done well. Like over here, it's just strange.
Oh, but yeah, let's just, now this generalization is true. White people in Hindi movies suck.
Yeah.
Like, they are terrible. And, you know, this one point, they were at this, like, opera house or whatever, no, cinema theater in Bombay. And there was, like, this major general, and there were, like, five white people that literally, if you saw the white people do, they looked weird as hell. Like, these, like, it's literally like they picked up anything and made them stand there. Like, zero effort, you know?
And, this is an aside, but I was also noticing this is not like a new thing, because my dad sometimes watches all these like old music videos and stuff on TV of like 70s and 60s songs, and there was some video playing with like, I think, I don't remember, it was like Raj Kapoor or Devanand or something, and it was in Switzerland, and he's sitting on a train in Switzerland and like singing, and there are these like four white children around him sitting and listening to him, and they're supposed to be like listening and laughing. And the thing is, I guess because like at that time they didn't have like multiple cameras and angles and stuff, the shot is just one shot of him like sitting by the window, like the shot is from outside the window and is at the window and he's singing, and these three girls are just like around him and they have no idea what to do. They're just like sitting there like smiling, looking here, looking there, and this guy's happily singing, and they're like, okay, what are we doing?
I cannot.
It's really funny.
I don't know why they find such bad like British actors.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on, in terms of trailers, there's only one real trailer to discuss, which is Trapped, Vikramaditya Motwane's latest film with Rajkumar Rao. What did you think?
I mean, definitely very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I personally watch it, because those type of movies aren't for me. But...
I'm very, like, it's interesting. Like, even for an indie movie, it looks like a really low budget.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it's been filmed with, like, one camera on a, like... It looks like a short film, almost. Or like
Oh, I thought it was a short
film. Yeah, no, it's full-length feature film.
Okay, I don't know how they're going to make a full-length feature about this concept, because it's extremely, like...
Yeah, which is why I'm intrigued, because I like the concept, and I like, you know, thriller movies and stuff like that. And, like, Rajkumar Rao is a really good actor.
He is amazing.
Vikramaditya Motwani is amazing. Anurag Kashyap is producing, so... I'm intrigued, but I also am like, I'm curious to see how.
No, but it's engaging. Out. Like, I hate thrillers and I hate these type of movies. I told Pish, would say new movies nahi. But it looked engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's fab.
So, yeah, look forward to that. That's about it. One last thing before we wrap up. The Bollywood Weekly Awards are still not out, and our sincere apologies for that.
Oh my god. We're dying to see them.
They will be out very soon.
Can you give us any clues as to who the winner is?
You have to wait for the awards. Okay. I can tell you who, it's basically in the actual voting also, it was a very tight race between Dangal and Urta Punjab.
Are the picks?
Yeah. Why?
Not Kapoor and Sons?
No, Kapoor and Sons was, third, but a fairly distant third.
Oh, I would have said Kapoor and Sons and Dangal.
You did vote, MC, so...
I voted Kapoor and Sons.
Yeah, but I voted Urta Punjab, that's not a spoiler. But to find out who actually won, there was, I think, close to 20 people who voted. All guests who have been on the podcast last year, so...
Okay.
But that should be coming out, hopefully, fingers crossed, during this week. Before the next podcast is out for sure, which I said on the last podcast.
But you have zero credibility.
On the last podcast, I actually said before this podcast is out, which didn't happen. But yeah, hopefully. I've also checked there's no movie next week as far as I know. So like that will be the podcast next week.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So yeah, we will also release the audio as a separate
Why is there no movie next week? Is it something?
I don't think there's a big movie releasing.
That's strange.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Pish.
And see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.